Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I'm very glad you're joining us for today's lesson, and I know your English will improve. Now, how would you like to be able to understand every language everywhere in the world? You know, technology is improving so quickly, that may be a possibility in the near future. The title of today's lesson is The Waverly Pilot. Yesterday, we learned about this tiny earpiece translator that will translate between English, Spanish, French, Italian, and Portuguese. It's not out yet, but today we'll find out when to expect the Waverly Pilot translator. Now, we've got two ideas to discuss today. Sci-fi dreams coming true, science fiction dreams coming true, and flying into the future. Flying into the future. What's this all about? We're going to find out right now. Let's do that together.
The Waverly Pilot. Sci-fi dreams coming true. When the fundraising for the pilot was launched on Indiegogo in May this year, it became transparent just how much the market wanted the product. It reached its $75,000 goal in 15 minutes, $1 million in hours, and eventually more than $2 million with the help of over 11,000 backers. It seems that the pilot captured the imagination of many who had seen similar technology in science fiction, like a Forbes writer expressed it in the following quote. The Waverly Labs pilot is as close as I've seen to the universal translator I was promised by Star Trek when I was a kid.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天第一个重点我们看 transparent 这个形容词 T-R-A-N-S 这个字首有越过的意思。所以 transparent 本来是指透明的，但是在这里是指显而易见的或者是一目了然的。例如 The politician's tactic of blaming everything on his opponent is quite transparent. 这名政客把什么都怪罪在对手身上的把戏让人一眼就能看穿。Transparent 也指没有隐藏的，例如 Our committee's decision making process is totally transparent. 我们委员会决议事情的过程是百分之百透明的。其实我们看的是 backer 这个名词， backer 是指支持者或赞助者。例如 Some of the candidate's most loyal backers walked out on him because of the scandal. 由于这桩丑闻，这位候选人的某些最忠实的支持者都放弃支持他。或者是 one of the project's biggest financial backers is Microsoft. 这个计划最主要的赞助者之一是微软。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's get right into the first section. It's called Sci-Fi Dreams Coming True. Rebecca, have any of your dreams ever come true?
Have any of my dreams ever come true?
Yeah, what kind of dreams did you have? Did your dreams come true?
I remember as a kid, I was 10 years old, I had a dream of getting a kitten. And then guess what? For my 10th birthday, lo and behold, I got a kitten. It was like a dream come true. Meow!
Oh, I love little kittens.
But on a more serious note, yes, you know, when I was younger, like in college, I actually did have a dream of moving to another country and teaching English for a period of time.
Wait a minute, Rebecca.
So it's like a dream come true.
Your dream came true. You're teaching in another country now.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness, your dream came true.
You're right.
Okay, well friends, our lesson section is called Sci-Fi Dreams Coming True. Sci-Fi, that is short for science fiction. And maybe you like science fiction novels or movies. You maybe have seen Back to the Future, where there was that time machine car, and the time machine was actually a flying car in the second and third movies, right? So that's a couple of different cool science fiction technologies, right? Now we're learning about how maybe there's a science fiction idea that is actually coming true with this Waverly Pilot translator earpiece.
Yes, this special earpiece. Well, our lesson says, when the fundraising for the pilot was launched on Indiegogo in May this year, it became transparent just how much the market wanted the product. So based upon that sentence, I think that this product was very popular. People want it.
Well, right, we're going to find out how transparent, another word for clear, it was, okay? It became clear just how much the market wanted the product. And we see in the next sentence why. It reached its $75,000 goal in 15 minutes. Rebecca.
Wow.
Have you ever tried to raise $75,000? And how long did it take you to get all that money?
In answer to your first question, no, I've never tried to raise $75,000, and definitely not in 15 minutes. But look at this next sentence, or the rest of the sentence. It says, so they raised over $1 million in hours, and eventually more than $2 million with the help of over 11,000 backers. So they raised quite a bit of money for this project.
And very quickly. So, of course, we can see that it is very transparent how much people want this kind of product. Well, you see this word backer on the screen. This is another word for supporter, but especially a financial supporter, someone who is giving money to support somebody else's project.
Right. And this can be especially helpful when you're starting a business, or if there's a particular project that requires a lot of financial support, having a backer to support you would be very helpful. Well, continuing on with our lesson, it seems that the pilot captured the imagination of many who had seen similar technology in science fiction. Let's stop there for just a moment and take a look at this phrase, to capture the imagination. I love this phrase.
Okay, if something captures your imagination, it makes you imagine many possibilities. Or another way of defining it is, it's something that keeps you excited in a lasting way. And I think of stories when I think of this phrase, because stories often capture our imaginations, right? A couple of months ago, we taught a lesson about that cute little penguin, Dim Dim, who returned once a year to this man somewhere else in the world, and that captured my imagination because I thought, wow, this cute little penguin has emotions too and built a close attachment to somebody. Did that story capture your imagination, Rebecca?
Oh, I loved that story. When I first heard about the story, I couldn't believe that it was actually true, but it definitely captured my imagination. And I think that story probably captures a lot of people's imagination, just like the Waverly Pilot has captured a lot of people's imagination.
That's right. Now, let's see how the sci-fi dream is coming true. Which science fiction dream? We see in the last sentence here, the Waverly Labs pilot is as close as I've seen to the universal translator I was promised by Star Trek when I was a kid. And if you've ever seen Star Trek, there was a universal translator. You could understand every language in the universe. Well, friends, we do have more to learn, but right now it's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Please tell us your name.
I'm Luke.
Yes, Luke is back. Do you know the question I have for you right now?
I have no clue.
That's my favorite answer. Okay, here's the question. Since our lesson has to do with this cool translation device that you can put in your ear, all right, that has to do with languages, right? I'm just curious, what language would you really enjoy learning and why?
I think at this moment it would be Mandarin Chinese.
Mandarin Chinese. Okay, well, we know that you already speak English. Of course, you're a native English speaker. And I thought you already knew how to speak Mandarin Chinese.
Well, the thing is, I can speak a little bit, but you know, it's not fluent enough, I feel. I would like to improve in that field.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Are you going to take, you know, personal one-on-one classes, or what's one plan you could do? What's one thing you could do to improve?
Well, if I manage my time well enough, then perhaps I can take a course, or either in a class setting or a one-on-one wouldn't be too bad either.
Okay, Luke, we have another question that's related to our lesson. Yes, we're talking about this earpiece, this translation earpiece. And it kind of reminds us of something maybe from a science fiction movie or a book. Do you like science fiction?
Oh, it's fun, yeah.
Great. So what sci-fi object or idea would you love to have become a reality?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot.
I know, this is a big question.
I was looking forward to asking you this question.
A sci-fi idea. Oh.
Yeah, do you like flying cars or, like, time machines?
Yeah, actually, you know, that reminds me of Back to the Future, that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it predicted that in 2015 we would have flying cars and all that stuff. It hasn't happened yet.
We didn't.
No. But that would be cool, though. That would be cool.
So you're basically saying you'd like to see flying cars actually become a reality.
If it was safe enough.
Actually, I think it might become a reality sometime soon for the very rich right now, and hopefully for everybody in the future. Well, thank you for joining us for today's SC Challenge, and friends, we'll see you next time. Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, do you like science fiction? Have you ever seen Star Trek? There was a universal translator that helped people understand every language in the universe. Well, friends, we have something like that here with us today. Well, very soon. It's called the Waverly Pilot. It is a translator earpiece that will help you understand several different languages. All right, friends, we have a lot more to learn about this awesome technology, so let's do that now.
The Waverly Pilot, flying into the future. Though the pilot's translation app is available now, the entire earpiece package is planned for delivery in May 2017 at a retail cost of $250 to $300. For now, Waverly Labs is still hard at work improving the pilot's speed of translation and developing an offline mode. Additional language packages will be developed and sold soon after the product's release, so that people everywhere can make use of this amazing device.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 retail 这个名词。Retail 是指零售，当不可数名词。例如 ,this product will be available in retail stores next month. 这个商品下个月就会在零售店贩卖。或者是 ,my niece just started a new job in retail. 我的侄女刚刚开始从事零售业的工作。它的反义词是 wholesale, W-H-O-L-E-S-A-L-E, 意思就是指批发。例如 hotels can buy their furniture at wholesale because they buy in bulk. 旅馆因为大量购买，所以可以用批发方式购买他们的家具。最后我们看的是 offline 这个形容词。off 是指离开，所以 offline 就是指离线的或者是没有连线的。例如 the signals in this area are very weak, so all the cell phones are offline now. 这个地区的讯号很弱，所以现在所有手机都没有连上线。它的反义词是 online, O-N-L-I-N-E, 意思就是指连线的。例如 ,this computer game can be played online or offline. 这个电玩可以上网玩或者是离线玩。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, now it's time for us to fly into the future. Well, that is the name of our next section, Flying into the Future. Though the Pilot's translation app is available now, the entire earpiece package is planned for delivery in May 2017 at a retail cost of $250 to $300. Gabe, are you going to buy one?
Actually, I am considering it. I have already looked online at their website. I really am considering it. I like how this section is called Flying into the Future, because the idea is that we're moving very quickly toward having this piece of technology with us. Well, speaking of earpiece, you know, there are many ear idioms, and I believe that Steve and Ken would like to share about those in the Info Cloud.
Today, let's take a look at some useful idioms involving our ears.
Okay, if someone says something to you, but you immediately forget it, we can say it went in one ear and out the other.
Right, in one ear and out the other means something makes no impression on a person.
Now, a similar expression is falls on deaf ears. We know that ears are for listening, but if they're deaf, then they're useless. So if a suggestion or a request falls on deaf ears, it is ignored.
And then there's play by ear. If you're a musician, you'll know that sheet music helps you play a tune. But if you don't have sheet music, then you'll just have to play it by ear or play by how you heard it before.
Right. To play something by ear means to improvise or act without preparation, according to the demands of the situation.
And speaking of music, if something is music to your ears, then the information that you receive makes you feel very happy. My boss's compliments were music to my ears.
Okay, one final idiom, all ears. To say that you are all ears means that you are listening very attentively.
Hey, Steve, do you want to know how to improve your Chinese?
Of course I want to know, Ken. I'm all ears.
Okay, I'll tell you later. 我们先来学一些跟 ear, 耳朵相关的片语。首先, in one ear and out the other, 就是我们中文讲的左耳进右耳出,只是英文变成一耳进另一耳出。另一个相关的片语是 fall on deaf ears。这通常是指某个意见或言论被忽略，被当作耳边风。Play it by ear 是一个源自音乐的片语。我们知道弹奏乐器需要乐谱，但有一天你没有带乐谱，却有人要求你演奏一首曲子，那你就只好 play it by ear， 凭着上一次听到的记忆来弹奏。延伸出来的意思就是没有事先计划，让事情顺其自然发展。也就是到时候再说的意思。最后 I'm all ears 字面上是说我都是耳朵，这句话的意思其实是我愿意听，我洗耳恭听。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Okay, well let's continue here with our lesson. For now, Waverly Labs is still hard at work improving the pilot's speed of translation and developing an offline mode. Let's talk about that phrase, hard at work. If somebody is hard at work, that means that they are working really, really hard.
They might be working over hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're working a long time. They're spending a lot of energy doing something. And it's good to be hard at work. If you have a job of any kind, don't be lazy. Use all the time that you have during your job hours to be hard at work. You could say, when I'm hard at work, I don't like to be interrupted. And that's very true about me.
I believe so. Well, we see additional language packages will be developed and sold soon after the product's release so that people everywhere can make use of this amazing device. And if you make use of something, that just means that you have something and you're actually using it. For example, if you have a kitchen, I definitely think that you should make use of your kitchen and actually cook.
Rebecca, that reminds me, we have an oven in our apartment.
And you don't make use of it.
Yeah, we only use it like once a month. We need to make more use of our oven. It's a nice oven. You can come over and make use of it.
Yeah, I can make cookies and bake cakes. Sounds great. Well, it's time for us to make use of our time and go to a review skit. Yes.
But seriously.
Mm-hmm. Next.
Oh, listen. You need to listen.
Sorry, I don't have time to listen to your music.
You listen. I need.
Besides, I don't understand your language. I probably won't understand the songs.
No, try. You listen. Please.
Okay, fine. I'm listening.
Aren't these headphones great?
Yes! Now I can understand what you're saying.
That's right. This product is called the Pilot.
But it looks like a simple smartphone app.
That's right. This app runs speech recognition, translation, and voice synthesis.
Oh, wow.
Then it sends the new speech to the listener.
This is a huge step forward for communication.
True. It will be especially useful in social circles, particularly business and travel.
Sales meetings and tourism will be revolutionized.
You know, it's a very popular idea. Funding for this project was launched last May. Within hours, $1 million was raised, and eventually, more than $2 million.
I can see why. This universal translator is just like Star Trek. Is it expensive?
Well, I'll tell you, the retail cost will be between $250 to $300.
I'm thinking I'm going to get one. People everywhere should make use of this amazing device.
That's right. So, want to hear my favorite song?
Nah, I'm fine. Not really.
Wait, you're listening? Come back.
Friends, I already have a Waverly Pilot translator earpiece. Rebecca, stick it in your ear. It works perfectly.
I will do no such thing. Friends, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.